quite, no. Let's see. Take off the headset. It actually goes around the back of your head. Nothing goes over the top of your head for some reason. I don't know why. This strap here. These both kind of go around the back, and these go over your ears. Little bit further forward.
Forward.
Yeah, so that they sit on top of your ears. What's that?
You okay?
This could just be that. Okay, well, I'll let you take it from here.
All right, so start with the first meeting. Right, so agenda of the first meeting. Where we have 25 minutes for this meeting. We have to get acquainted. So, does anyone want to say who they are? That seems sensible.
I'm Robin, I'm the marketing manager.
I'm Louisa, I'm the user interface designer.
I'm Nick, I'm the industrial designer.
And I'm Alistair, I'm the project leader. Right, okay, so tool training. Project plan. So does anyone have any thoughts as to the tool training that is required?
I'm not entirely sure what you mean by tool training.
Neither am
So just go forward with the slides. This is just an overview of the slides. So
Oh,
just
I see, so we should really be.
right. So you'll talk a little bit about the project, and then you go on to the next slide, and then that'll tell you, give you some more information on tool
Okay,
training.
so we have the project aim, which is to basically to come up with a new remote control device. We have the starting base was the original, which has been in existence now for a period of time. And our idea is to make the new remote control device more user-friendly than the previous one, and to be trendier, to be with it, and therefore to get a bigger market share, a bigger audience. So, the method of doing this is split up, as you can see, into the functional design, the conceptual design, and the detailed design. So, in each of these phases, we'll basically be handing over to yourselves, the designers of this device, and having meetings so that we can, during the course of today, come up with better implement than we had before, and therefore have a successful conclusion to the day. And you'll be doing various designs throughout the day to meet this end. So we've got tool training. Try out whiteboard. So right, so basically everyone's to supposedly draw their favorite animal over on the whiteboard over there. I guess this is make sure the whiteboard works. So I don't know who wishes to go first. Who wishes to go first? Have a first bash at whatever. Now you're move out from the microphone and the camera. I'll
Well,
take it
just
out.
because right now, do you think, or
I would guess so. I'm already.
You've lost
Okay.
your microphone.
technical problems. I mean, you designers are meant to come up with things. Next.
Yeah.
Well, I don't see if there's any need to. There's plenty of space. I mean, whatever.
Have a home menagerie.
Exactly.
Let's see if I can get the cats back this time again.
So we've had more time to prepare over this side, so we've all stuck our bits and pieces in our pockets. Three pens are underneath. You get marks for artistic impression. So you're just doing the face. Well, I don't actually have too many pets at the moment in the time, because to be honest with you, I'm too keen on them. Anyway, not a worry. So what my daughters have got at the moment is they've got a few fish. Too difficult to draw. As you can see, that my artistic work is useless as well. Anyway, one of the best things about fish is that they don't really take too much looking after, because with most of the animals, if you're going on holiday or whatever, you've got to spend money or get a friend or whatever to just look after them for you. Whereas if you've got fish, I'm just gonna put the food in a dripper feed, which feeds them over the couple of weeks that you're away, and change the water every couple of months, and buy a few plants. So other than the fact they keep dying, fish are everywhere. Are not are reasonable pets in that they're low maintenance. Right. Okay. We're still on the list. Right, okay. So work has been done on this project whereby 25 euros is the expected samples. Mm-hmm. Information has come from our marketing manager here. So we're looking to sell internationally, not just in Europe. We're looking at having your production costs limited to 12.5 euro per unit, and therefore making a profit margin of, well, not actually a profit margin, it's because obviously you're going to have overheads and various other costs to take from that to give you your profit margin per unit. And so depending what the overhead costs are, will determine how many units we're looking to sell, or projecting to sell at this point in time. So, experience with remote control, first ideas, new remote. So, I guess we're looking at having a discussion at this point in time to help you folks design our new model, as it were. So, any thoughts?
I maybe found with some remote controls the buttons are a little small and they're quite hard to press. So maybe we can look for something with easy to press buttons, as that is the main function.
Okay, so basically we're looking for something. We're looking for a device that is robust.
Yeah.
And therefore won't get damaged too easily. We're looking for a device that is, what was the other thing you said there?
Sort of easy to use, and the buttons are accessible. That's just easy to use and see.
And see, okay.
Can I just check, is this just a television remote? Because a lot of them, systems are kind of TV video combined now, TV DVD combined.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the most annoying things is having like five remotes in a house. So if you've got a combined system, it could be a combined remote.
Mm.
Or is it just the television that we're supposed to be doing?
At least I'll get back to you on that. It seems to me sensible because, as you rightly said, there's nothing more annoying than having three or four devices lifted about the about the room. And, so a device for all remotes.
So it's one of the
Okay. Yeah. One of the things we found in the market research is that people often get confused by the number of buttons on them as well, because there's quite often lots and lots. And sometimes they'd sort of remote controls defeat their own purpose because you're sat in the chair and the remote is somewhere else in the room. So, whereas in the past you'd have to go up to change the channel, now you have to get up to sort of pick up the remote. So I don't, we need to sort of maybe think about how we could maybe develop a remote control which moves around. that's maybe something for the future when you talk to a television.
Well, in a sense, it's mutually exclusive. You can't have both the one device and then have few buttons on it, because you want simplicity as well. You want any idiot to be able to use it.
Yeah.
Whilst at the same time you want, as you rightly say, one remote for all.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are probably mutually exclusive options that you could argue that experience of using devices and similar devices, as people get more and more used to using remotes, therefore they're more au fait with handling them, therefore you can make them more complicated as time goes on.
Maybe we could have better instructions with the remote, or are we just doing the design of the remote control itself for sort of the instructions that we come with?
Better instructions.
Yeah. I mean, we've done some research about sort of, you know, what the cutting edge sort of handheld devices are. And a lot of them sort of use, you know, they're like mini laptops.
Mm-hmm.
So it's possible that we could devise a system where you're basically sort of holding a miniature computer which is controlling all your sort of your television, your stereo, and where, you know, if you buy a new thing, then it's sort of, you can link it to that as well, maybe.
Okay. Well, we've got 5 minutes before the end of the meeting, so we have to start winding up. Is there next meeting in 30 minutes? So, right, so we've got ID, the, come on, where's my...
If you just click return, it should work. Get rid of a message. If you just hit return and it should get rid of the message.
Yay! That's what we're looking for. Right. So we've got function. Oh, what happened to the?
I think that might be back at the start. If you grab the kind of
slide
to the left and pull it down.
Yeah. Right. Sorry about that. Okay, so we've got working design. ID, the UID, the technical functions design, marketing, the user requirements specification, specific instructions you sent to by your personal coach. So we all clear what objectives we're looking to meet in the next 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I'll try and write up some minutes of this meeting to give to you for the next meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not exactly clear on what we're designing the remote for. Is this a multifunctional one, or do we decide that ourselves as we go and work on it?
I think you just said at the start it was a television remote, so maybe we should just stick to that unless we get told otherwise.
That's true, because during the course of our day we might make decisions based on information or meetings that will change where we're going, but at this point in time I think you're right that and make it just a TV. Okay. So, we'll depart. We'll stay here and break off. And I'll do minutes and we'll see you in half an hour.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay.